Reading 2, On the Israel Trail, page 126.
On the Israel Trail, Miriam's blog. This year my family wanted to take a different kind of holiday. We decided to walk part of the Israel Trail. 1. Day 1. The weather was perfect for hiking. We walked along the Meron River till we came to a stream called Nahal Amud. On the way, we saw a family of wild pigs. They were ugly, but their babies were cute. This was a beautiful part of the trail. There were lots of pools to swim in, but the water was too cold. We had to stop early because I got a blister on my right foot. My brother Ben thought it was really funny. I didn't. It hurt. 2. Day 2. The next day, I had to put on 2 pairs of socks. It was easier for me to walk. Luckily, we found a kiosk near the Kinneret, so we bought food and bottles of water. You have to drink a lot when you hike. We were near Kibbutz Ginosar, so we decided that we didn't have to stay on the trail, and we went down to the water for a swim. It felt great to cool off. We also went to the museum on the kibbutz to see the Galilee boat. It is 2,000 years old. Read what I found out about it. The Galilee boat. In the winter of 1986, 2 brothers, Yuval and Moshe Lufan, discovered an ancient boat near Kibbutz Ginosar. That year, the water in the Kinneret was very low, and they could see the shape of a boat at the bottom of the lake. Archaeologists and scientists came to the site to examine the boat. It was a very important discovery. They knew it was very old and very fragile. Experts had to rescue the boat from the lake. 2 weeks later, newspapers wrote about the 2,000-year-old boat, and people from all over the world wanted to come and see it. They couldn't because the boat was indoors, in a special bath full of chemicals. It had to stay in the bath for a few years to make the wood strong again. Finally, the boat was ready for visitors. Today, the boat is in a museum on the kibbutz. Thousands of tourists come to see the Galilee boat every year. They all ask the same question. Who sailed in this boat 2,000 years ago? But nobody can answer that question. 3. Day 3. We got up early because we wanted to climb the Arbel. It started to rain and that made the climb up the mountain more difficult. Luckily, there are caves everywhere in the mountain. We had to wait inside for the rain to stop. The caves are amazing. On the outside, they look like small holes, but inside there are lots of rooms. People lived in these caves thousands of years ago. After the rain stopped, we climbed to the top. The view from the top of the Arbel was beautiful. It was a clear day, so we could see the mountains on the other side of the Kinneret. Lots of fields with bananas and oranges. 4. Days 4 to 6. We camped near the Kinneret for 3 days. The water was very clear. We could see fish at the bottom of the lake. Ben and I made friends with some teens. They showed us how to catch fish, and we cooked them on a fire. We had a great time.